This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Russia is under severe sanctions because of its invasion of Ukraine. What is to be done? Middlemen, third parties, entrepreneurs in the near abroad. There's Kazakhstan, there's Armenia, but there is nothing like Turkey. Why? I welcome Antonio Calabashanu, an analyst for geopolitical futures, also a professor in Bucharest. We turn to the announcement early February that there will be a meeting between Mr. Putin and Mr. Erdogan. However, then we learn that the meeting is to be postponed later. Why? We don't know. But this conversation continues between the two states, if not at the presidential level, because, Antonio, a very good evening to you. Why is Turkey irreplaceable? And what has happened about the very excellent trade that Turkey's built up over these last 2 years as a middleman? What is challenging it? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, John. So indeed, it was the first time that such a thing happened between Russia and Turkey, that they have postponed the meeting after confirming that there will be a meeting. So it didn't happen in peacetime, and it certainly did not happen since the war in Ukraine started. So obviously, there are big question marks, and the big question mark is about Turkish role, as you put it, Turkish role as a middleman between Russia and the world. So, bottom line, despite Western sanctions on Russia, the trade between the two countries have grown because Turkey did not implement sanctions. And basically, what happened is Turkey making a profit. Now, the problem is that the Russian economy has weakened. The Chinese economy is problematic. The China is helping Russia is not very much optimist for Turkish side, who needs investment. So it's pretty clear that while trade can bring a certain amount of profit, Turkey really needs investment from abroad, and that's not going to come from Russia at this point in time, and Russia has switched to a war economy. So the only offer that it can get internationally is from the West. So if you are Turkey, you will try to balance the Russians and the West, but still at this point in time, side with the West, because that's where you are hoping to get more than just a share of profit, which you get by helping Russia right now. So I think that the problem with that meeting was essentially the fact that the two could not get to an agreement on how they can work with between themselves. They're certainly having talks. They are certainly still discussing about things.
Let's identify the trade, oil and energy trade. There is oil coming in from Russia, which is coming in at a discount. And you note in your report that has considerably helped the Turkish economy to get cheap oil. Are they importing more oil than they're using? Are they also, these middlemen, cleverly reselling it to the world?
There are a lot of speculation. So officially, there is nothing there, right? But obviously, because they are importing more oil than they can consume, that they need to consume in theory, and because they're also turning a blind eye to whatever happens in the Bosphorus with shipments, and not only energy shipments, but, you know, most important energy shipments, because that's what everyone wants when it's cheap and coming from Russia. You could say that Turkey was a key player, especially since we know about India, for instance, or China as, you know, the clients of Russian oil. But Turkey is the third largest recipient of Russian energy in the last 2 years, which says something about Turkey at this point.
Dual use technology. We're told that everything Russia is doing now, everything for the front, building lots and lots of weaponry, they need microchips. Is there indication that Turkey is the middleman for dual-use technology, especially the high-end microchips?
Well, basically, there were companies that the U.S. has listed as sanctioned because of that reason. So bottom line, there were reports in the Financial Times, if I'm not wrong, and you could also check the company's names going straight to Turkey on facilitating Western trade of sanctioned goods. So bottom line, obviously, there is something there. Again, you could not see this. Russia does not publish any statistics. I looked into Turkish statistics, and they are difficult to read, probably for a reason.
Banking. There are secondary sanctions on, as you report, blocking all financial institutions operating in the Russian sector, but something called a Russian-Turkish bank. What is that?
Well, first, on the secondary sanctions, so that has triggered the problems between Turkey and Russia in the first place, because basically it was mid-2023 when Turkey first signaled that it could join the sanctions because it was operationally becoming more troublesome for Turkish companies to work with Russian companies. So because of that, banks have basically put more paperwork in place. So that was the first signal. But then when the U.S. announced secondary sanctions, which basically block all institutions, all financial institutions that are having deals with Russia to deal with the U.S. banking sector, then the Turkish banks closed the Russian accounts. So that basically signaled that Turkey really wants the Western market, and for good reason. Again, the West can deliver investment. Now, the way to go around that was the idea to set up a Russian-Turkish bank where you could just trade in rubles. Now, the problem is that if you do that, you're sending a political signal to the West if you're a Turkey. For Russia, it's all, you know, all good, because that's essentially going to grow the potential for Russia to trade, and at the same time grow the use of the Russian currency in international trade. But for Turkey, it's like politically signaling, and dealing with the Russian currency is not necessarily easy or profitable at the time when everyone is going round and is avoiding the Russian currency. So for that reason, I believe that there was no agreement, and whatever is being you know, talked about when it comes to continuing the trade or doing something that in regard to financial exchange between Russia and Turkey will have to be done without setting up an institution that actually calls, hey, we are pro-Russian here in Turkey, because that is exactly what Ankara wants to avoid.
Antonio Colabasciano for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I heartily recommend. I'm John Matchett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,